So, no, I said yesterday that I figured out why YouTube is trying to pick winners and losers. Well, look, I think there was a lot of it's tied to the censorship of people that can't be controlled. Okay, the same thing that gave Facebook and Twitter their excuse to shut off people they don't like. I mean, you think about it. All those reports, all the video of fake ballots arriving on UPS trucks, that stuff started to get deleted. People started losing their accounts. They did not shut down Twitter for Trump because Trump started a riot. They got their excuse from the riot. But they shut him down because they were angry at all of the things that he was saying to expose them for the wimps that they were. And not just Twitter, but all their friends in the smoke-filled rooms. So, no. I don't want to get all conspiracy here. Focus on this. See, these guys are all friends in back doors. You got to see the man as the man. And Trump was viral. He would say these things and people would use Twitter because he would say them. And people would talk about it. Twitter was supposed to be in the tweeting business. With Trump gone, a lot of the Twitter activity shut down. And so when these people come along and they get shut down, The people that are creating the activity, you've got to go try to find new activity. Am I making sense here? Okay. Well, there was a YouTuber, George Webb, and he often talked about what's going on in government, conspiracy theory, stuff like he would spell it out and he would connect the dots. And he would cause it to all make sense. And I mean, he explained so many things, giving names, knowing who was behind the scenes, who was moving this, who was moving that. And finally, his channels disappeared. There were so many things that he was explaining involving deep, dark, bad things in companies and governments. And all of a sudden, he disappeared. It wasn't just him. It was a whole bunch of people that were getting censored and shut down. Once those people who were a threat to big money were shut down by big money has to go look for new talent. But they don't want to have to keep shutting people down. So that's why they're picking winners and losers. They don't want another. They want to have all of the Twitter activity. They want to have all of the YouTube activity. They want to have all of the Facebook activity. But they don't want the threat. It never occurred to them that the activity comes from thriving, happy, honest people. And it was thriving, and it was being happy, and it was being honest that was the threat to their angry, controlling, lying goals. So we're talking about we're talking about the dark evil lord that wants to control a thriving society. You can't. Things that are thriving can't be controlled. They're moving and advancing. They're not being controlled. It doesn't work that way. So that's Yeah, that's what I think it happened. I don't think that Google that YouTube just started, you know, taking this channel and putting it over there and making that one less here and then unsubscribing people here. And I don't think Google started doing that because they thought that they were smarter than you. They're doing this because they want to try to say, okay, well, this guy isn't going to be so much of a threat, but then that guy, well, he could make life difficult for us by telling our secrets, even though he'll create activity and views and ad revenue and stuff. We don't want that threat because, you know, so we're gonna say that we don't like this guy and that we do like this guy, and we'll make our AI play favorites with it. Now, here's my question in all this. If Google is using AI algorithms, machine learning, they call it, in order to decide to make it so that YouTube can't blow up like TikTok does. That's why people are moving to TikTok, because TikTok is fair. You put out interesting content, people will like it. There it goes. YouTube decides if they like you or not. And the little guys and the big guys all know this. And they're facing this problem. You know, one of the advantages of having a podcast like this is that it is self-hosted. If iTunes decides to take me down, people will stop using iTunes if they want to listen to me. So I have a deeper level of ability to move forward. It's one of the reasons that I operate this way. Well, no, I mean, if nothing else, you can go to jesse.coffee. And you can listen right there. You can subscribe directly right there. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it's about being controlling. If it's the boss at the company who takes all those annoying, talented people and fires them so that they have a team of idiots that get along. That's a very subjective, opinionated, narrow way of putting it, but that happens. See, talented people are difficult to get along with, and you can't control them. They don't have an off switch. They go do whatever they do. I mean, let's go back to Holy Man. Remember Eddie Murphy, Holy Man, and then it had the one guy who was the scientist in Geriatric Park in Independence Days. Remember, yeah. Oh, the Grandmaster. Yes. Who was he? Anyhow. But, you know, now he was there working with Eddie Murphy, and Eddie Murphy just, you know, they got him on TV and they didn't know what he was going to say. He would just say, he would just go nuts, but sales went off the charts. And they couldn't control this guy. And at the end of the movie, it concluded with saying, we can't, you know, they couldn't control the guy. They just couldn't control him. When he was being himself, living his own life, awesome things happened. You control them, it's all over. The show's over. And the CCP is having trouble inside China. That's Chinese Communist Party, for those of you in Reed Rapids. The CCP is it was in the Symphony this week, and it's being reported on YouTube. People in Chinese society are stabbing Communist Party members inside China. It's become the local popular thing to do. Like, you go up to a secretary who's in the Communist Party and you stab and kill that person, then you're the local hero. That's what's happened. That's a trend in China right now. Is that on CNN? Of course not, because it's a threat to the big money order. They want China to continue to grow and be seen as the great enemy that we have to go fight against. And they've got to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And they don't want people to know the reality of what's happening in the world. They want people to know their plan to manipulate you with their filtered news story. They're going to create the news what it is so that you support the things that they want for where they're going. Now, maybe that's useful to you today and not tomorrow or not, but it's not following the agenda of reality. It's following the agenda of their goals. It's okay. So they're picking winners and losers because they want to decide who's going to be safe and who's not for their goals. And you can't control the talent that makes money. It doesn't work that way.